This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Senior BJP MP Om Birla was today elected as the Speaker of the 18th Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. He was elected with voice vote as the opposition did not press for voting in the House for its candidate Congress MP K. Suresh. After his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker. Earlier when the House met this morning, Prime Minister Modi and 12 other NDA leaders moved the motions to elect Mr. Birla as the Speaker. From the opposition side, Shiv Sena UBT leader Arvind Sawant, Supriya Sule of NCP Sharad Pawar and Anand Bhadauria of Samajwadi Party moved motions in favour of Mr. Suresh. In his address, Mr. Om Birla thanked all the members of the House for giving him the opportunity to work as the Speaker of the House again and showing trust in him. Later, Speaker Om Birla recalled the imposition of emergency on 25th June 1975, saying the House strongly condemns it. He appreciated the determination of all those people who opposed the emergency, fought against atrocities, and fulfilled the responsibility of protecting democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is glad that Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today strongly condemned the emergency and highlighted the excesses committed during that time and also mentioned the manner in which democracy was strangled. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The emergency was imposed 50 years ago, but it is important for today's youth to know about it because it remains a fitting example of what happens when the constitution is trampled over, public opinion is stifled, and institutions are destroyed." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today discussed India's deep concern at the impact of continuing violence and instability in Myanmar on Indian border with his Myanmar counterpart. Dr. Jaishankar met with Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Myanmar, U Thant Shwe, as he transited New Delhi today. The External Affairs Minister said India is open to engaging all stakeholders in addressing this situation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he particularly flagged illegal narcotics, arms smuggling and trafficking in persons as priority challenges. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from 1st of next month. These bills were passed by the Parliament during the winter session last year. These laws aim to create a more accessible, supportive and efficient justice system for everyone. The key provisions of the new criminal laws include reporting incidents online, filing FIR at any police station, as well as the victims getting free copy of FIR. India and Benin reviewed bilateral relations and discussed ways to further strengthening ties between the two countries today. The third round of Foreign Office consultations between India and Benin was held on 24th and 25th June in Cotonou, Benin. During the Foreign Office consultations, both sides reviewed the bilateral relations including political, trade and economic, defense, development partnership, capacity building and cultural relations. Paraguay has become the 100th country to join as full member of the International Solar Alliance. External Affairs Ministry said that Paraguay handed over the instrument of ratification during the meeting of Ambassador Fleming Raul Duarte of Paraguay with Head of Depository, Joint Secretary in the Ministry, Abhishek Singh, in New Delhi today. The conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into remaining parts of North Arabian Sea, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Bihar and most parts of northern India in the next 3 to 4 days. The India Meteorological Department has said that extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, coastal Karnataka and Tamil Nadu will continue till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.